Here we are again with the podcast German with Angelika. And once again, I have the great pleasure to have one of my students here with me to make this podcast and especially these exercises more interactive. How are you today, Anastasia? Wie geht es dir heute?
Mir geht es recht gut. Wie geht es dir?
Recht gut. Nice German answer. Mir geht es auch gut. Sollen wir anfangen? Shall we start? Shall we start with a brief recap of how we build perfect tense?
Ja, ich bin bereit.
So how do we build the perfect form of a regular verb like machen?
Machen means to do or to make. And like you mentioned, it's a regular verb. So we would strip away the en infinitive ending, add a t at the end and a ge at the beginning. So machen past participle is gemacht.
Sehr gut. And when the verb ends in ihren, for example, probieren, do you know what probieren means?
Probieren means to try.
That's right. So could you say, I tried sushi, and explain how we built the past participle?
So the verb for ihren ending verbs is that we don't add the ge prefix, but we still remove the en at the end and add a t. So probieren past participle is probiert, and I tried sushi becomes ich habe sushi probiert.
Ausgezeichnet. We also talked about verbs with an inseparable prefix like verkaufen. How do you say I sold my car? And could you explain it as well?
Verkaufen does not have a separable prefix, so we can't add the ge anywhere. So the past participle of verkaufen would be verkauft. And I sold my car becomes ich habe mein Auto verkauft.
Excellent. We also got into the big question of sein oder nicht sein in our last episode. In other words, to be or not to be. When do we need to use sein instead of haben for a verb?
We use sein for verbs of movement, so anything that takes you from point A to point B, or verbs that indicate a change of state.
Fabulous. You explained that really well. So how do you say she ran fast? We haven't had an example with rennen yet in our last episode, but be careful, rennen, the past participle is a little irregular.
So rennen would become gerannt, mm-hmm. And she ran fast, because it's a movement verb, we would use sein. It would be sie ist schnell gerannt.
Ausgezeichnet. And at the end of the last episode, we talked about aufwachen, to wake up, und einschlafen, to fall asleep, which are verbs that indicate a change in state, and they also have a separable prefix, auf and ein. What happens with the past participles in those cases?
So with a separable prefix, what we would do is we would separate it from the verb, add the ge, and put it back together. Then depending on the regular or irregular verb, we would strip the en at the end and put a t in there. Like with aufwachen, it would be aufgewacht in past tense, and einschlafen, because it's irregular, would become eingeschlafen.
Sehr gut erklärt. Very good. So how do you say he fell asleep fast?
Er ist schnell eingeschlafen.
Sehr gut. And let's do an example with aufstehen, which is to get up. What about I got up at 8 o'clock? And aufstehen follows the same pattern as einschlafen.
At 8 o'clock, would that be 8 Uhr?
Exactly. Okay, and we're going to take a moment here to think about this sentence.
I got up at 8 o'clock. Ich bin 8 Uhr aufgestanden.
Ja, ich bin 8 Uhr aufgestanden. It's actually an a U, not an Ü, Uhr aufgestanden. Excellent. Okay, so verbs of movement require the conjugated form of sein. And we're going to go through 9 more verbs now. And some of them are going to be verbs of movement, some of them not. So we're going to be a little bit like Hamlet. The question becomes sein oder nicht sein, to be or not to be. Also, some have a regular past participle which ends in T. Others are irregular and keep the EN form of the infinitive at the end. So, our first verb is gehen. Let's make some sentences. How about the sentence, I went to the bank? What is the past participle of gehen?
Gehen becomes gegangen.
Richtig. And in a previous episode, we used the preposition nach because we had a city or a country. We had nach München or nach Deutschland. And the preposition when we're going to a building is not nach. Do you know which preposition we're going to use?
I think it's zu.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how to say the bank? It's actually easy.
Die Bank.
That's right. Okay. So, because it's die Bank, and the zu der Bank, which is dative, is being pulled together zu zur. So this is a tiny little bit trickier. We want to have zur Bank in our sentence. I went to the bank.
I went to the bank is ich bin zur Bank gegangen.
Sehr gut, richtig. So let's say you went to the bank to get some US dollars to go on a tour in the US. I know that's what's soon going to happen for you. That's what you're going to do. Now, you will also have to pack your suitcase or a travel bag before you can leave. So can you say, I packed my bag? What is bag?
Bag is Tasche.
Mm-hmm. Der, die oder das?
Die Tasche?
Richtig. And you want to say my bag?
Meine Tasche.
Meine Tasche. Gut. Okay. And to pack is very similar in German. It's packen. And it's a regular verb. So let's try this one. I packed my bag.
I packed my bag. Ich habe meine Tasche gepackt.
Ausgezeichnet. Okay. Can you say, he flew to Munich? Because our next verb is fliegen. Do you remember which preposition you use for city, country, or continent? I just mentioned that earlier.
To city, country, or continent, it's nach.
That's right. Okay. And fliegen, what's our past participle of fliegen?
Fliegen is geflogen.
Geflogen, that's right. He flew to Munich is our sentence.
He flew to Munich is ist nach München geflogen.
Prima, sehr gut. The next one I would like to do is lesen. How do you say I read a book? Past participle of lesen?
Lesen is gelesen.
Mm-hmm.
I read a book is ich habe ein Buch gelesen.
Prima, sehr gut. Okay, what's next on my list? Einkaufen. Let's imagine you're going to have a party. You will have to go shopping, right? Einkaufen. And afterwards you say, I went shopping. But literally, I shopped. However, in German now you can actually use that word shoppen, but it means to buy clothing. So they've used the English word and created a new context for that shoppen. So we're going to buy groceries for the party. Your sentence is, I went shopping. Einkaufen. How do you create the past participle for that?
So in Einkaufen, the prefix is separable, so we're going to stick the GE between ein and kauf and replace the EN with a T. So I shopped is ich habe eingekauft.
Das ist richtig. Okay. Now let's stay with our party theme. Could you translate? They came to the party. What does the preposition actually have to be?
Well, the party is not a city or a country or a continent, so it's not nach. So it has to be zu.
It's an event, yeah. And for events, we and people and buildings, we use zu. Okay. And what article does party have?
Die Party.
So it's similar as with our example, die Bank, that we had earlier. Zu der Party becomes zur Party. Okay, our sentence to translate is, they came to the party.
Sie sind zur Party gekommen.
Sehr gut. And do you want to tell me why you used sein and not haben?
Because to go or to come somewhere implicates that you're coming from point A to point B, so it's sein.
Ausgezeichnet. Okay, we just did a class on family relationships, you and I, didn't we? And we had verbs in there about being single, ledig, or another word was getting married. Do you still recall how to say to get married? Because we use a verb in German to say this.
To get married was heiraten.
Heiraten. Mm-hmm. That's it. So you could say, my sister got married. What is my sister?
My sister would be meine Schwester.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you think you need sein or haben for this?
Well.
Mm-hmm. Now the philosophical discussion starts. Is it a change of state or not? Even though it might be a change of state, you could look at it that way. We need haben for heiraten. Okay, so let's take a moment to think about my sister got married.
My sister got married would be meine Schwester hat geheiratet.
Geheiratet. Mm-hmm. Okay, meine Schwester hat geheiratet. Sehr gut. And what about we watched or we saw a movie? for to watch, we have actually three options. Any idea?
Well, to see or to look is sehen, and watch is schauen.
Yeah, so sehen and schauen we could use for both. And there's a third one, which is gucken. Man kann sagen, einen Film sehen, einen Film schauen und einen Film gucken. So you can say all three. Sehen, schauen or gucken. Let's try all three. Let's start with sehen. How would this sound? We saw a movie when you use sehen.
Wir haben einen Film gesehen.
Yeah, einen Film is our direct object, so it's an accusative ending on the indefinite article here. Der Film, ein Film, einen Film. Mm-hmm. And if you use schauen, how does that sound?
Wir haben einen Film geschaut.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So gesehen ends in en, aber geschaut ends in t. Let's try gucken.
Wir haben einen Film geguckt.
Sehr gut. All right, let's do to eat next. How would you say he has never eaten sushi? I mean, in English you would say he has never had sushi. But literally, we're looking for he has never eaten sushi.
What is never?
Nie oder noch nie. And do you remember the past participle of essen?
Essen becomes gegessen.
Mm-hmm. And do we need sein or haben?
Haben.
That's right. Okay, we'll think about it for a moment. He has never eaten sushi.
Hat noch nie sushi gegessen.
That was fabulous. And I think we've done enough examples for today. At some point I will also record a short video, maybe with slides, so that people can also read all these verbs on the screen, or if you just want a quick review, you can look at it. But thank you so much for doing this with me, Anastasia. You did great, and this was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed myself very much. This was actually very helpful for my own German level.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I hope you still learned a little bit, repeating the perfect.
No, absolutely. This was really, really good. Thank you.
Good, wonderful. Thank you also to our listeners. And here's our last German sentence for today.
Ihr habt heute viel geübt.
Ihr habt heute viel geübt. And that means you, plural you is ihr, you practiced, üben, to practiced. You practiced a lot today. Ihr habt heute, today, viel geübt. And this is it from us for now. Auf Wiedersehen and
ciao.
Ciao or bye-bye or tschüss. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Until next time.